What's something that is not a sport, but you treat it like a sport? Today's question of the day, text the show 713-572-4610. We'll go through those answers as well. The fellas are out today. I'm Luke Morrow alongside Chris Partee, but Fitty Fig holding things down here on a Monday. Hope you had a great weekend. All right.
Doesn't feel like Monday to me.
No? What does it feel like?
I don't know, but it just does not feel like
a Monday.
It doesn't feel like a normal Monday. It feels like the middle of the week, I guess. Which yeah. I don't know what that says about me, but yeah, just
sounds like you had a long weekend. Or maybe a good weekend.
It was a long weekend. Technically.
It's true.
A little bit.
Yeah.
It was all right. It was
hopefully,
all right.
Everyone had a great holiday weekend out there. Hopefully you had an Astros type of weekend.
Oh, they had a great weekend.
Sure did. All right, fellas. We'll go around the horn. I'll start with you guys. What's something? And the reason why we bring this up today is the question of the day is because of the July 4th hot dog eating contest. Some people, I'm not even talking about the contestants, like Joey Chestnut. I've made my opinions on Chestnut known on these airwaves before. But
what is your opinion on Joey Chestnut?
I can't stand that guy. he's the worst.
Just so blunt. Yeah. Can't stand that guy.
Yeah. I'll refrain from name calling. Well, some of it, so just to rehash, I know Sean has dealt with him and had good things to say. But I know a few different people. This is secondhand. I've never dealt with Joey Chestnut myself, but I know a few people that have worked with him in the radio business, doing things with him, and just said he is a complete jerk.
Really?
Very arrogant, does not treat people well. Just
really?
Very egotistic, all this stuff. Just really.
Really?
And I just hate it because you eat hot dogs. Like, it's a party gag.
You eat hot dogs.
That's what you do. You can eat a lot of food quick. Congratulations. It's a party gag that when you go to someone's party, like, hey, you got to go check out Joe and see how many hot dogs he can eat. Nobody cares, really, about this. And when Joey Chestnut last year was banned from July 4th, I don't think it made a difference. And then he held his own event in September because he thought he was so important. And nobody watched. Nobody tuned in.
Man,
no one
cared.
I forgot
about that.
Yeah, everybody
exactly.
did.
Exactly.
You forgot about Joey Chestnut.
You forgot.
The guy eats a lot of hot dogs in a short amount of time. It's a cool party trick. It's nothing else. It's not special. Which takes me to the question today. What's something that's not a sport that you treat like a sport? So, Chris, you can start it off.
So when we say treat it like a sport, we mean like we're super competitive about it?
Either super competitive yourself or you're very passionate. Maybe you don't participate in it, but like the hot dog eating contest, even people that watch it are really into it. Like, oh, I can't wait to see it on Friday. So there might be something that you, as a viewer, treat like it's a sport for you.
Gotcha. I don't want to sound like I'm I guess, stealing or copycatting, but when Sean was still in here with us, he said WWE.
Yeah.
I wouldn't necessarily just say WWE, but I would say, for me, old school professional wrestling. Like, I feel like I'm really knowledgeable about the 80s and especially the 90s of professional, like not just WWE, WWF, just, you know, whatever it could have been, you know, lucha wrestling or Japanese wrestling. Like, I was into everything. ECW, WWF, whatever
loved
it was,
ECW.
WCW. I was into all of it. So when I come across somebody or, like, I have friends, like you know, you have different sets of friends.
Mm-hmm.
I have a group of wrestling friends, and I'm just really competitive. When one of them, you know, says something, I'm like, okay, no, you're wrong about that, and I'll prove that you're wrong. Like, I get really competitive about that because I'm really an old school pro wrestling guy. Like, I grew up, and it was wrestling and sports growing up.
Yeah.
I never really got into comic books like that. I tried. This wasn't my thing. You know, other things I just wasn't into. It was wrestling and sports.
I'm with you. I was a kid of the wrestling of the 90s, the Monday Night Wars. Loved ECW.
I'm all about
I watch it on the
WWE. Yeah, you're an East
Network.
Coast guy, too, so you were right out there.
Yeah. I watch old school wrestling all the time on YouTube and WWE Network.
Yeah.
Figgy, what's something that is not a sport, but you treat it like it's a sport?
Yeah, a couple things that came to my mind. The one thing I treat it like a sport, spades.
Yeah.
You playing spades. Like, we not playing that little BS stuff where you renege and all that. If you renege, the game is over. Like, nah, it's over. Ain't none of that take four books and all this other stuff. Ain't no cheating and all that. Nah, we playing for real, man.
I can see the passion in your eyes right
now.
I can see.
You got to, and we not here to teach you either. Like, you got to come to the table and know what we doing. So that's one thing we definitely treat like a sport. The other thing is Monopoly.
Ooh.
Okay. Like Monopoly,
you,
huh?
Yeah. Nah, you got to be serious. We get pretty intense playing Monopoly,
damn,
man. Like,
damn.
Nah, this ain't Candyland where you playing with with a little 5-year old. Nah, this is real stuff, man.
What you got
against a lot of smack talking.
What you got against Candyland, dog?
I used to love Candyland.
Yeah, Candyland was great.
But it's cute.
Yeah. It's cute.
Yeah, nah. Monopoly.
Ain't nothing cute about Monopoly. Huh?
Yeah, nah. I heard that. It gets serious, man. Yeah. It get really serious.
There ain't nothing cute about a family fight over Candyland. But Monopoly. Right?
Monopoly is a different story.
A little more understandable.
Yeah.
Now, is that your like all-time favorite board game? Luke, as well, you can answer.
I would probably say yeah.
Yeah?
I think I was more into Chutes and Ladders.
Okay.
As a kid. Candyland was up there, though. Hungry Hippos, that's not necessarily a board game. But boy,
I mean, it's on a board kind of platform, I guess. Hungry Hippos.
Yeah. Some other ones that kind of came to my mind, too. I feel like people take bingo really serious, too.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Bingo is serious.
Yes. They actually have, like, whole conventions of bingo. And they got, like, a trap bingo and all these different type of fancy bingos.
So I live in North Houston, close to, almost in Spring. And there's a bingo spot like right around the corner from where I live.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like on certain nights that parking lot is just packed.
I'm sure.
It is packed. And from what I see, like, it's not just, you know, I guess bingo gets the rep of, you know, being an older demographic game. No, it's like young people in there, like in their 20s and 30s.
Yeah. They got bingo where they playing trap music.
I've heard of that.
Yeah, I'm just like,
now, is that a Houston original or?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'm not sure, but somebody told me I need to go. I'm like,
so you need to go.
Do I really
want to be involved with this?
Yeah.
Hey, you might have a good time. You never know.
What's something that's not a sport that you treat as a sport? 713-572-4610. Some great answers coming in. Somebody said, this is from the 713, doing something before the timer goes off on the microwave. I love that.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Giving yourself the countdown.
Yeah.
760, my type of person. They said binge watching shows. I'm there with you.
Okay.
Yeah.
713 said spelling bees and Wheel of Fortune.
Hey, spelling bees do get serious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They get serious. Like, mm-hmm. one, I don't know. Do they still do it on ESPN? The National Spelling Bee? I know they used to.
It's one of those.
Years
ago. It's still televised. Yeah.
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 832 says making barbecue.
Okay.
I can see that.
Ooh, one came to my mind, bringing in all the groceries at one time.
That was mine.
Okay, yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. You got to do
it
at one
time. Is that a guy thing?
Yeah, yes.
I don't be wanting to go back and forth.
Yeah.
I'm just going to get them all.
I think it's a guy thing.
That's right. That was my answer. I was getting all the texts in first, but absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah. I remember at one getting point I was carrying 20 bags. Oh, I was just like, nope. I could barely walk. I had 20 bags.
I ain't going back outside.
And a 24-pack of Pepsi.
And it's a lot different, like, if you were growing up in a house and your parent pulled right into the garage, and then as you become an adult and you live in an apartment, like, I still do it, even though it's like, I got to go up to the 10th floor, whatever it is, and you're walking through, like, the parking garage, everything. You're not making multiple trips. You got to carry all the bags at once.
Got to take them all.
You got to get them all the way up there. A couple people said cornhole. I like 512 said internet dating.
Okay. Hey.
That's a sport.
You know what? Okay. It is kind of a sport.
Yeah. A few people said golf. Yep, of course.
Wait, what?
Golf is a sport. Yeah,
I'm like,
I guess,
hold on a second now.
Yeah, I guess around, that's true.
I was a little.
Or unless they trying to say golf ain't a sport.
I think that's what they're saying.
Yeah, I guess so. But
golf's
they treat
not
it,
a sport, but like I treat it like a sport.
We got a lot of golf texts coming in. People
really?
Saying that. Yep. All-you-can-eat buffet. I'm there with you, too, from the 979.
When's the last time you've been to an all-you-can-eat buffet? I know we got to get out soon.
Last year.
Really?
Yep. In the fall, actually. Less than 12 months ago.
Where? Like, where was it?
It was what part? It was about I used to coach basketball, and so it was after coaching a game, and there was a buffet down the road. It was like an hour from here.
Okay.
I went to a Chinese buffet. I want to say it was earlier this year.
Okay,
but it's not. I can't do it anymore, man.
I
used to go 4 or 5 plates.
Yeah, me too.
Now I get one plate.
It's tough.
I get a plate and a half, and I'm done. I'm like,
I mean,
I told my wife, I'm like, I don't think this worth it.
If you're not going to just totally pig out, it's not worth going to a buffet.
Yeah.
If you're going to do one or two plates.
That's $30, $40 right there.
It's just not worth it.
Yeah.
It's really not. You might as well just go somewhere, grab a meal, and just head back
home.
The
good thing about it is you get the, I guess you could get whatever you want. It's so much of a variety.
Yeah.
So you could get that in one plate. So some people get like Chinese food, a slice of pizza, some sushi, you know, all that type of stuff.
Yeah, one-stop shop.
Yeah,
I only do Chinese buffets. I don't do
only.
Yeah, I don't do
really.
Rarely will I do a regular buffet.
Okay,
But I'm all about a Chinese buffet. Absolutely, love Chinese food. You can keep texting in those answers. We'll get to the best ones. What is something that is not a sport, but you treat it like a sport? 713-572-4610 to text the show. When we come back, it's time to go around the NFL, and we'll do it next in the loop.